1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the languages of men and of angels, but don't have love, I have become like a sounding brass instrument or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy, understand the mysteries, have every last bit of knowledge, and if I have all faith, enough to remove mountains, but don't have love, I am nothing. And if I donate all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but don't have love, it doesn't benefit me at all. Love is patient in all situations, and is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not show itself off, is not proud, does not behave itself inappropriately, is not self-seeking, is not quick to take offense, does not keep track of wrongs against it, does not rejoice because of other sins, but rejoices with the truth, covers all negative things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will be rendered inoperative. Where there are different languages, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will disappear. For now we understand only partially, and we prophesy imperfectly. But when that which is perfect has come, that which is only partial will be superseded. When I was a child, my speech was childish. My feelings were childish. My thoughts were childish. Now that I have become a man, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, obscurely, but then face to face. Now I understand partially, but then I will know him completely, just as I also am thoroughly known by him right now. But these things are enduring: faith, hope, and love. These three, and the greatest of these, is love. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.